Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage and learn about what I have to say in the book, and I'd love it if you bought a copy. You can buy it at Amazon, you can buy it at Books A Million, you can buy it wherever books are sold, even from me, and I'll send it to you autographed. Dr. Gene Greisman is our guest. We're celebrating Lincoln's birthday. By golly, even if nobody else will, Gene's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. His website is presidentlincoln.com. He's written a number of books on the topic. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. Gene, one of the things that's going on right now is there's a lot of debate about whether President Obama is violating the Constitution or not. And that same debate was being had 150-something years ago with President Lincoln, wasn't it? Kevin, I hear him, I think, but so folks, here's the thing that's happening is that as you know, President Obama has done a number of things that many people feel is stretching, if not breaking and violating the Constitution. And President Lincoln did something similar to that. And during the Civil War, he had to take drastic action. And Gene, I was just saying that President Lincoln also had to maybe stretch the boundaries, push the envelope of the Constitution during the Civil War, didn't he?
You're exactly right. By the way, since we do have a limited amount of time, if I could just mention my book, it's Lincoln and Obama,
right.
And I have a website. Called LincolnandObama.com, and
right.
I do discuss that at length in case I get started on something and am not able to complete the thought.
All right. So how do you compare what President Lincoln did in time of war and what President Obama is doing now with civil matters?
Well, the comparison I would make is with the three branches of government, you do have the president heads the executive branch. And so there are certain regulations that apply to the executive branch that he has control over. For example, he can talk about how, for example, federal contracts are administered.
Yeah.
And there are certain guidelines for those. If, for example, an entity, a state or a corporation takes federal funds, the executive branch can decide
we know the president has quite a few executive powers.
Yeah.
What about inserting himself into an established law? Like President Lincoln declared habeas corpus. He abolished habeas corpus during the Civil War. That was controversial. President Lincoln is doing some things with Obamacare that many people are uncomfortable with. How far can presidents go? And what is the, you talk about of the people, by the people, for the people? What can the people do about that? What if a president goes too far, Gene? What do we do?
Well, one, there's the Supreme Court that can rule whether something's constitutional or not.
But first you have to get it to the Supreme Court, and he or she can do damage before that, right?
Yes, but it works its way. Sometimes the workings of government are pretty slow, and sometimes that's a good thing, after passions subside.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second thing is that you can, through your elected representatives, have a voice. But I'm not as concerned as you are about the overreach.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for example, when I was head of the Department of Sociology at Auburn University had never, ever in its history hired a black instructor or professor. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm proud that I was, I in the history department were the first ever to hire black instructors at Auburn. But the federal government sent people down to Auburn and said, if you're going to continue to get federal funds at Auburn University, you've got to comply. You have to show that you are willing to hire people without discrimination.
Well, I'm proud that you did that. I don't think I see that as the,
but
on the same level.
That was done through executive office.
Yeah,
that was done through executive power.
We'll have to continue this discussion at a later date, Gene. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for helping us celebrate President Lincoln's birthday.
It's always a pleasure. We'll continue this one.
Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gene Greisman, PresidentLincoln.com is his website. Check out the Lincoln and Obama book, too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.